Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne, and this is my beautiful podcast, Holistic Healing and Happiness. That is the name basically for my business anyway. So if you want to come and follow me on any other platform, you'll find me, Holistic Healing and Happiness. So let's dive into this beautiful podcast episode that I've created for you all on self-care and self-sabotage. These two concepts often dance around each other, and it's essential to understand how they work together. So I'm going to break it down for you. Self-care versus self-sabotage, navigating the fine lines between them all. So self-care, so recharging your inner battery. We all need to do this. It is so, so important on a daily basis that we recharge our batteries. Self-care is like a soothing balm to your soul. It involves deliberate actions to replenish your energy and enhance your well-being and to protect your mental and physical health. Here are some of the examples of a self-care practice that you could do. Setting boundaries. This has been something that I've had to really work hard on. Saying no when necessary, protecting your time and prioritizing your needs. I'm even working with a coach now. So of course I'm a coach and I work with a coach as well, because I always want to make sure that I'm minding myself while I mind others, while I facilitate others. So we were even discussing last night, even on our coaching call, about boundaries as well, that especially in the realm that I work in, the holistic, I'm a Reiki master, I'm a holistic practitioner, you know, I'm always wanting to give to others and being a coach as well. But sometimes I have to be able to say no. And we were even discussing last night on the call as well, which is something I always say to my clients. Seeing, is it a F yes or an F no in your body? Okay, we're not going to curse. We're going to try and be good. So when someone asks you to do something, do you feel like no, but you say yes? So your body is telling you, you don't want to do it. Why are you doing it? You are breaching your boundaries by going doing it. So stop it. This is your self-care reminder that if your body is saying F no, then don't do it. You don't need to say F no to them. You can be polite and say, no, thank you. That's not for me right now. That won't fill me with joy. Also, taking care of your body through regular showers is like a cleansing of the aura. I love when I'm standing in the shower. I always close my eyes for a couple of minutes, feel the rain, I was going to say, the water falling down on my head, and I envision it cleansing anything that isn't serving me for my highest good. But even if you're not washing your hair on that day, because again, us girls, we don't wash our hair every day. So again, just feeling it on your back, feeling it washing over all your body, feeling it washing away any energetic debris that doesn't serve us anymore. But most importantly as well is physical exercise, moving your body, whether it's a brisk walk, yoga, or dancing to your favorite tunes is so, so important. This is where self-care comes in. And a lot of people think, oh my God, you're going to the gym. Jesus, it's like it's a form of punishment. For me, it's not. Because for me, I know it'll make me feel better mentally, physically, and emotionally. So why wouldn't I do it? Even the other day, I signed up for a 10K in the summer just to give myself a little bit of a challenge, because I'd like to get into running. And look, at the end of the day, am I under any illusions that I'm going to be out there running marathons? And no, that isn't for me. Well, you know, never say never, I suppose. But for right now, I just needed an extra challenge, an extra kick up the arse, as they say. And we're going to France soon as well. And I wanted to be able to do something while I was over there in the form of exercising. I love walking. I love hiking. I love doing my weight exercises in the gym as well. But there's just something calling me. Every time I kind of see someone running, I'm like, I'm a bit jealous of you. So I need to break through that barrier and do it. So I just thought, why not download a Couch to 10K app? One of my clients actually and friend that comes to me, she downloaded that app, swears by it, and is doing loads of 10Ks at the minute. I think she's actually going to be doing a half marathon soon as well. So again, I just decided, why not do it? Give myself a little bit of a challenge. We all need a bit of a challenge, a kick up the arse. Why not do it? So again, self-care is physical exercise as well. Meditation. Hello, ye all know me. My name is Leanne, and I'm always going on about meditation and Reiki and all of that. So you know, I walk the talk. So quietening your mind, finding stillness, and connecting with your inner self is so important. We live in a crazy world where it's all go, 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 go. I was actually in London on Friday night with my son. We had the most amazing, incredible time. We went to Harry Potter. Oh, like I'm even getting emotional thinking about it. It was just so magical and amazing. And then we went into London the following day, and we'd done the National History Museum, and I found an underground arcade thing for him that had a roller coaster, and it was just amazing. But sweet mother of God, the underground system there, while it is fantastic, it ain't for the faint-hearted. My God. Now, it's an amazing way to get around London, and I loved it, and like, it's great. But the noise when you're in the train, or is it a train that you call it? Yeah, I don't know. But when you're in it and you're underground and it's screeching and you're like, oh my God, like me and Jack at one point looked at each other and I was like, this sounds like, you know, in Harry Potter, if any of your Harry Potter fans out there, I can't remember, but you know, those black ghost things that come and try and attack Hogwarts. That's exactly what that sounds like, being on the London Underground. But anyway, so how do we go from meditation to Harry Potter to underground? But anyway, we go, we flow, we move, and we keep going. So that's why meditation is key, to quiet your mind. So when we, you know, we're doing certain things, I was saying to Jack, you know, take a deep breath, just, you know, breathe through it, because it was actually quite scary, those sounds. But it was lovely to find stillness in moments where there was quiet spots when we got to the hotel, to just like, oh, let's recalibrate now, let's refocus. Like, Jack is only 10, but I'm teaching him that when our nervous system is rattled, to be able to just take a couple of deep breaths before we go on to the next thing. So again, meditation is key. So if you can do a little morning practice, so many people say to me as well, by the way, I don't have enough time. I'm like, okay, we all have the exact same 24 hours in the day. The best thing I've ever gifted myself was a morning ritual, getting my ass out of bed when my eyes open. As soon as my eyes open, I get up out of the bed. And then the mornings that I don't, that I lie in bed, I feel like absolute shit. Okay, we're cursing. We'll just go with it. I feel like absolute shit when I don't get straight up out of the bed. Because when I wake up, and I've always been a morning person, I should just get up rather than laying there. Because what do I do when I lay there 9 times out of 10? I probably go on my phone. What am I doing then? I'm scrolling. I'm trying to think of things for work. Whereas when I get up and do a morning routine where I get up, I have something warm to drink, I move my body with a couple of yoga moves, and then I get into gratitude writing and maybe a tiny bit of personal development, maybe Reiki, then maybe out to the gym. I do all of this before my kids and my husband get up. I woke up this morning at 10 to 5. I got up out of bed, came down, done my few bits, my yoga movements, my gratitude journaling, because today is day one of the magic practice that I do inside my Soulful online community. Done all of that and got my arse out to the gym and done day two of my training for the 10K that I'm doing. And I got back here at 7 o'clock this morning. They were all just getting up out of bed. And I've ticked so many boxes for myself to fill up my own cup. And then I get to do Reiki in a little while before I go and collect my kids from school. So it's amazing. It's blissful. And I know that's how you might sound. Well, it's easy for you. You're not working a 9 to 5. I used to work a 9 to 5, but I invested the shit out of myself to get me to a place where I am today. So I'm feeling proud to be able to have created this life for myself where I can. But if you have to work the 9 to 5 and you have to do all the things, find a space in your day where you can get up even 10 minutes earlier or 10 minutes later before you go to bed, or instead of scrolling on your phone when you go to bed, put on a meditation music, or when you wake up first thing in the morning, put on meditation music and connect in with yourself. So next is seeking professional help. Talking to a therapist or a counselor is also part of self-care. So when we need emotional support, and me, I'm going on a massive transformation now as well. And again, I'm always very honest, even overly honest with my clients and everyone here in podcast land. Like I'm seen a psychotherapist now as well at the minute, because I thought, I'm next leveling now my business, where I'm going, what I'm doing. I've got a coach, I have a psychotherapist. I have all these things going on in the background to hold me in a space, because I'm always holding others in a space. So I want to be held as I journey to help me with things that might come up and down. Because sometimes we can feel so alone as we go on this journey. And I come here, I'm 41. Have I felt alone on this journey? 1,000,000,000%. Sometimes it's been my own fault, because I haven't reached out to people. They won't understand. They won't get it. Now, don't get me wrong. And I will share this with you. The psychotherapist that I'm actually seeing is also a shaman healer as well, because I wanted to be able to be open and vulnerable to someone who gets the world that I live in. Like, I didn't want to be opening up to a counselor being like, you know, and the profound things that my clients are getting through, what comes through for me being a channel, and, you know, the counselor to be like, okay, you need a mental institution. you talk to dead people, you know? So I didn't want that. So again, I needed to make sure when I was investing in someone that they would be in alignment with who I am and who I'm becoming. I'm not becoming a shaman, but again, that he'd understand the jargon of the realm and the world that I live in and where my business is. So again, we've gone off on a tangent there. We'll put it all the way back. So we also need adequate sleep. Prioritizing restful sleep to recharge your batteries is so important. We need to make sure that we are sleeping. If we are not sleeping properly, oh my God. And take this from someone who has kids, who has identical twins who are five, who one of them still doesn't sleep properly. So I get sometimes when we don't sleep. All I can say is look into your day. First and foremost, are you drinking enough water? Two, are you drinking too much caffeine? If you're drinking too much caffeine, what is the reason? Is it because you're not sleeping? Why are you not sleeping? Is the room too hot? Have you got kids that are waking you up? Is there something that we can do to try and help and aid your sleep versus just constantly going, I'm not going to sleep? Can we listen to meditation music? Can we switch off our phones? Can we read a book in bed? You know, there's so many things out there. Can I go to the doctor and figure out what is going on with me? So many things can help. Can I take magnesium before bed? Can I do yoga before bed? Again, what can we do to help ourselves versus just saying, I can't sleep properly? Because sleep is very, very important, not only for our physical health. So why is it important for our physical health? Because every single cell in our body needs to replenish and rejuvenate. And that happens when we're in rest, when we are asleep. Mentally, we need to switch off. So we need that sleep. Now, again, this is coming from someone who sometimes will fall asleep and 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning are my best friends. I normally wake up at that time and I'm ready to, you know, take over the world. Thankfully, I've got better with that. So I try my best every night to be asleep by 10, half 10. And you might be like, oh my God, I couldn't do that. But I get up to have my mornings to myself because again, if you have kids, you'll realize that you never know what the night is going to throw at you. So my mornings are very important to me. So I want to make sure that I try and get the best sleep that I can so that when I wake up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I've got a good restful sleep. And if you think back to years ago, we'd rise with the moon, or not rise with the moon, we'd rise with the sun. You know, and go to bed when it's dark out. So again, I've always, my body has always called for that rhythm. And I love the fact that I honor that now, which is so amazing. So let's get on to the self-sabotage. Tripping over our own shoelaces. Now, hello, this is me now telling you that this is probably all me as well. So again, I am not here on a pedestal going, I've got my shit together, because I don't. We are all trying our best every single day as we move through this crazy frequency that is our lives. So self-sabotage. Imagine you're on the brink of something great, a breakthrough, a positive change or an opportunity, but suddenly you find yourself stumbling backward into old habits. That's self-sabotage. Here is how it shows up. And it's hilarious because for me, I'm so aware of it now that I'm like, why are you eating that bit of chocolate early on? What feelings are you trying to suppress? And actually, funnily enough, and I've probably said this now on a few other podcasts as well, I gave up alcohol on New Year's Eve. And by God, will you see how much your self-sabotaging behaviors were there? Because obviously you'd have a glass of wine, a glass or two of wine on a Friday night, maybe on a Saturday night. You're wrecked then, you're tired. So then what are you doing? You're reaching for the wrong foods and all the rest of it. And it's a downward spiral and it's a rinse and repeat every single week. And again, as I said, I wasn't someone that drank every single week. I was someone that had a couple of glasses of wine a week. There were some weeks that I didn't. But my God, I wanted to live this high vibe life. I wanted to live this, like, do you know what I mean? Feeling positive in myself, have no anxiety, you know, like live like with a high vibration, raising my vibration. Yet on a Friday and Saturday, I'd probably have a couple of glasses of wine, which do nothing for anyone's vibration, only deplete the shit out of it. But anyway, so sorry, I get very theatrical and very passionate when I'm talking. So let's dive in, okay? Self-sabotage, what is it all about, okay? Why is it coming in with the self-care? Why do we need to know about it? Self-sabotage refers to the actions or behaviors that hinder our well-being, progress, or success. It's like shooting ourselves in the foot. And we don't want to be shooting ourselves in the foot. Come on now, we don't want them. Purpose. Unfortunately, self-sabotage often occurs unconsciously, undermining our goals and our happiness, which is so annoying. But the more you become aware of it, the better it can be for you. So again, this is why you're here listening to this today, so that you can become more aware of what you are doing that is self-sabotaging yourself when you think that you're doing self-care, but you're probably self-sabotaging yourself. So let's dive into it a bit more. Procrastination, delaying important tasks. If you're like me, I sometimes do that. I'm like, sure, I'll just watch one episode now or something. Then I'll go in and record the podcast. You know, when you're having those meh days. Now, don't get me wrong. There's days where we need to recharge our batteries. And that's fine. Because if we're having a low day, if we're having a tired day, that is no problem. But again, what is it that we're looking to achieve in life? If it is certain things that we're looking to achieve in life, like doing a podcast, like, I don't know, writing a book, whatever it may be, are we constantly sitting in front of Netflix and doing nothing? And then we're like, ah, that manifesting thing doesn't work, or that thing doesn't work. Oh, I'll never be a book writer. Have you tried? Have you actually tried? Can you hold your hand up to say you tried? Navigate self-talk as well, doubting your abilities and your worth. So again, this comes back to our childhood. As adults, things that were happened to us in our childhood will come into our adult lives. So again, we mightn't feel worthy enough. Who am I to do that? I'm not worthy enough to do that. This all comes into play. This is why, as I said, with the self-care piece, part of it, talking to someone, getting the help can help you as you navigate through what you are looking to do to get you to the next place in your life. Also, overindulging is harmful habits such as excessive drinking and emotional eating. Again, I used to fall into all of those categories, especially the eating. I'd be like going, oh, there's a feeling, let's go and eat something. But no, we don't want to do that anymore. We need to feel the feeling, let it in, let it out, let it go, let it flow, so that we're not self-sabotaging ourselves. So again, like, let's just assume you're on a weight loss journey. You do the gym, you do all the things. Next thing you feel an emotion and you're like, let's get McDonald's. It's like, no, you're looking to get fit and healthy. You're feeling an emotion and all you're doing is eating McDonald's. That doesn't go hand in hand. What should I do instead? Ring a counselor. You know, but it's crazy how our mind works. But again, that's the comfort zone. That's the ego going, go have McDonald's. It will make you feel better. Go drink the bottle of wine. That will make you feel better. Instead of going, no, let me go talk to a counselor. Let me go to the doctor. Let me go to a holistic practitioner. Let me go hug a tree. Let me go kick the shit out of a pillow. Whatever it is, whatever your voice may be. But to get it out of you, express it, let it in, let it out, let it go, let it flow, as I said. So again, this is where we need to become more aware. Impact, self-sabotage can lead to stress, missed opportunities, and decreased overall life satisfaction. Oh my goodness, hello. Let me dive down this microphone and come out whatever platform you're listening to me on and shake you. Please do not miss any opportunity in this life, because it is short, it is sweet. Yes, is it bumpy? Yes, is there lots of ups and downs? 100,000,000,000%. But again, it is a life to be embraced. Do not let self-sabotage lead you down the life of more stress, missed opportunities, because it was starting to do that for me as well, because obviously I was taking on a lot of roles. My business is really going well at the minute. So I could feel the self-sabotaging coming back in. And have I got all the tools? Of course I do. I'm trained in the tools, but I'm human also. I am a mother. I am a wife. I am a woman I'm 41 now. Who knows if perimenopause is knocking on the door? I've all of these things. I'm not superhuman. I still have feelings, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. I'm still navigating through this crazy life, but I'm navigating through it as best as I can, as I learn, as I build on my toolkit, as I put things into it to help me. Hence why I'm sharing this, to hopefully help you as you move on your beautiful journey. So don't let self-sabotage confuse and trick you to think that you're doing self-care on yourself, that you're like, oh, I'm having a day of Netflix. Even though you know inside your head keeps going, but you've got this to do. You want to do the assignment. You want to finish this. You want to finish this. But you're like, no, my body needs this rest. Why does your body need the rest? What's wrong with you? Are you okay? Did you not sleep enough last night? Why are you doing it? So again, come back to the question, why am I doing this? So again, if you're going for a massage, beautiful. What are the benefits of a massage? Replenishing your body, make you feel better. All these things, 100%, that's self-care. Sitting down watching Netflix, is it self-care? Potentially for an hour. But if you're doing it for a day, what are you escaping? What element of your life are you escaping? This isn't a bad thing about Netflix. I watch Netflix. But again, I'm just giving you the for instance. So be honest with yourself. We must honestly access whether our choices align with our well-being or hinder it. So again, is this pushing me? So again, let's say self-care. Is this pushing me towards my goal? Again, I'm going to use massage as a for instance. Is this massage going to push me towards my goal? 100% is going to push me towards my goal. It'll make me feel better. I'm working out in the gym. It'll make my body feel more relaxed, at ease. It makes me feel better mentally, physically, and emotionally. Great. Does lying on the couch watching Netflix for 2 hours push me towards my goal? No, it doesn't. It actually doesn't. So there you go. That's a quick little synopsis for you. Balance. Finding a balance between self-care and responsibilities is essential. Too much self-care can lead to neglect, while too much self-sabotage harms us. So remember, self-care is like tending to a garden, nurturing it, loving it. It's like taking care of a baby as well. When you think of like loving on a baby comes into this world. Next thing it starts to eat, it's drinking first and foremost. Then it goes on to solids. Then it goes on to sitting up. Then it goes on to crawling. Then it goes on to all of this. We need to be able to do that in our adult life, to keep moving, evolving and showing up for ourselves. Nurture ourselves, nourish ourselves, but also show up and get out of the self-sabotaging behaviors that are holding us back from living the life of our dreams. This doesn't need to be that you want to earn €1 million in a year. That's not what I mean. Amazing, go you if that's what you want. But how does it feel internally to live the life of your dreams? Self-sabotaging can come to you and hit you on the head and time is passing you by. And then you're like, oh my God, what did I just do with that year? Why wasn't I showing up for myself? I really wanted to go on that holiday. I really wanted to meet the man of my dreams, woman of my dreams, whatever the case may be. But what are you doing? Again, get off the couch, get off your arse, make the steps, make the moves. Self-care is self-care, but self-sabotaging is a whole other animal. So I wanted you to become aware of this, the difference between the two of them now, so that you can catch yourself in the coming weeks to go, is this self-care or am I self-sabotaging myself? Tune into it, tap into it. Again, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm not going to waffle on anymore because I've taken up enough of your time. Again, if you've liked it, let me know. If you didn't like it, let me know. Again, your feedback is greatly appreciated. And like, share, follow, do all the things that needs to be done in podcast land. And come follow me on all the other platforms. Again, I'm Holistic Healing and Happiness on all the other platforms. I'm so looking forward to meeting you and following you back and all of that things. But from my heart to yours right now, I'm sending you so much love and light. Go enjoy the day and happy 1st of May. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.